الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا صدق الله العظيم. My most beloved brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We should be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely in that as we are sitting here right now and listening to this talk, every single one of us is extremely, extremely fortunate in that we are enjoying the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the ni'mat of iman. Every one of us has iman. And for this, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely, repeatedly. The sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, they would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express their gratitude on the fact that Allah gave them hidayat and guidance and Allah blessed them with iman. In one narration it is mentioned where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once emerges from his home. He sees the sahaba seated in the masjid. There was a little gathering. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquires of them, ma ajlasakum? What has made you gather here? Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they answered, they said, we are making the dhikr of Allah. Nazkurullah. We are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are showing our gratitude to Allah, because Allah bestowed upon us the favor of hidayat. Allah gave us hidayat. Allah guided us. So all the time they had this in their mind, in their hearts, that hidayat Allah gave us. Allah guided us towards Islam. And therefore you and I also should remind ourselves that we need to keep on showing and expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this hidayat, and we should make dua, Allah keep us with iman. May Allah make us live with iman. May Allah give us maut on iman. May Allah raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Brothers, we should say ameen. A mu'min's ameen is not silent and soft. We are true believers. On the day of qiyamah, or before entering into paradise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove malice from our hearts, when Allah will remove hatred, enmity, malice, jealousy from the hearts of the believers, the inmates of paradise. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Allah says, when we will extract, we pull out enmity, malice, from the hearts of those people who are now going to enter into Jannah, because in Jannah there is no malice whatsoever. Ala khuluqi rajulin wahidin. Every person's akhlaq will be the same. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, la tabaghuda. There won't be any bughz, adawat, enmity for one another. Every person's heart will be absolutely pure and clean, full of love and muhabba. So as this happens, the jannatis will then express their thanks to Allah. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. They will say, all praise be to Allah who guided us. We would not have been guided had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, when the jannatis will meet one another and they will face one another, قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. They will say, yes, whilst we were with our families in the world, we feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us today. And Allah has protected us from the burning, blazing fire of Jahannam. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has bestowed His ihsan, His favors upon us, that Allah protected us from the fire of Jahannam, and Allah has given us Jannah. There are few incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, and one is very, very clear and evident. Whilst they were digging the trench, and of course we have to check back into the books of history and look at the whole story of the digging of the trench. When the enemy were facing the Sahaba and Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he gave this opinion and rai, they let us dig a trench. So as they are digging a trench, Sahaba were digging for a few days. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself also is digging. They are suffering extreme spasms of hunger. They are tired. They have been working very, very hard. Even in that condition, حِنَمَا يَنْقُلُ التُّرَابِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم is now busy with his spade and moving the sand from one place to another, even then, he says the couplet or the following words, لَوْلَى اللَّهِ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا. Had it not been for Allah, we would not have got hidayat and guidance. We would not have been able to give charity. We would not have been able to perform salah. So therefore, iman is not a small ni'mat. The greatest of all ni'mat and favors that Allah has bestowed upon every one of us is the ni'mat, the bounty of iman. The same iman, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 13 years of Makkah would go every single day and give da'wat and invite the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, toward this same iman. It is this same iman that he tried so hard to convince his beloved uncle Abu Talib, who was a pillar of support for him. Quite famously known, Shi'b Abi Talib, the valley of Abu Talib, in which for 3 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, beginning period of Islam, they were ostracized, they were boycotted. Abu Talib was not a believer, he was not a Muslim, but he supported his nephew, and he remained with them in the valley. And he also underwent the difficult conditions. No food. There was only suffering. And Rasulullah ﷺ tries desperately, whilst his uncle Abu Talib is leaving this world, oh my beloved uncle, even if you whisper in my ears the kalima la ilaha illallah, I will bear witness for you on the day of Qiyamah. The uncle looked around, and he saw the other leaders of the Quraysh who were disbelievers, who frowned upon him, looked at him. He says, I'm afraid that these people are going to mock and laugh at me. So he leaves this world without reciting the kalima. It caused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam such grief, such pain, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends down the verse to console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Oh my beloved, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hidayat is in the hands of Allah. You may love some person and desire iman for him, but hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Brothers, can you imagine what a favor Allah has bestowed you and I with? The lowest form of punishment in Jahannam, when two embers, coals, will be placed under the feet of this person. The commentators have mentioned that this person is Abu Talib. The lowest form of punishment in Jahannam is for Abu Talib. Such is the punishment that two embers are placed on his soul, the soles of his feet. The heat of which will pass through his body and it will boil his brains. And he would feel that there is no other person in Jahannam who is suffering as much as I am suffering. Iman is the key to Jannah, paradise. When a person leaves his world without Iman, then there is perpetual punishment for him in Jahannam. A youngster, a Yahudi, a youth, a Jew, youngster, is on the throes of death. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to visit him. He had been making some khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Commentators have mentioned his name is Abdul Quddus. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites him once again to Iman, towards Islam. He looks at his father to see what his father would say to him. The father says, Ati' Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey Abu al-Qasim, that is referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he recites the Karima, and after bringing Iman, he passes away. It gave Rasulullah some such joy and happiness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then remarked, Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadahu bi min an-nar. Praise be to Allah who saved him from the fire of Jahannam through me. Therefore, Allah mentions in the Quran, in this dua which we have spoken about previously, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Oh Allah, after you have given us hidayat and iman, do not let our hearts deviate. Do not let us go astray. So this iman is absolutely valuable. It is the most precious ni'mat and bounty that Allah has bestowed upon each one of us. Yes, the intensity of our iman will vary. There'll be those whose iman will be weaker than others. There'll be those whose iman is stronger. Rasulullah mentioned, "Al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu khayrun min al-mu'mini al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr." A stronger believer is better than a weaker believer, but in both is good. In other words, both have got iman. Both have iman. Once Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that gathering there were very, very elderly sahaba, learned sahaba. His father was also present. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed a question to the sahaba. He said, there is a tree, whose leaves do not fall, la ida saqatu waraquha. Inna shajaratan min ash-shajar, is a tree whose leaves don't fall. This tree resembles a Muslim. In other words, a Muslim can be likened to this tree. Rasulullah asked them, do you know what is the name of this tree? Sahaba began to ponder and think, and they began to think of all the trees in the jungle. So they gave various names, but each one was incorrect. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was a young sahabi. He was a youngster. He said, this came into my heart that this is the khajur tree, the date tree. that Rasulullah is referring to, مَثَلُهَا مَثَلُ الْمُسْلِمِ. The example of this tree is that is like that of a Muslim. A Muslim can be compared to this tree. So Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is this tree? Rasulullah said, here, إِنَّهَا النَّخْلَ. It is the khajur tree, the date tree. After the session was over, the majlis is over, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala tells his father, like how we would say, Papa, I knew the answer. I knew it was the khajur tree. But when I looked around, I saw sahaba, elderly sahaba, I felt a bit shy, fastahyaytu. I felt shy to give the answer in the presence of great sahaba. Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, oh my son, if only you gave that answer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the correct answer, I would have been so happy and so delighted, it would be more beloved to me than this and that and that and so many other things in this world. Nonetheless, commentators explain that the khajur tree, the date tree, has many benefits. Nutritional benefits. As far as food, nutrition is concerned. Medicinal benefits. Even the seed is used, it's gone dry, it's used for the animals, for the cattle, for the camels. The leaves are used to weave baskets. They're great benefits. You can go and check the benefits of the khajur tree. Rasulullah SAW likened that to a Muslim. In other words, commentators, shura explain, ulama explain, the benefit a Muslim gives to mankind, it is a lot. There's only khair in a believer, in a Muslim. A Muslim is a person who loves mankind. He cares for mankind. He shows hospitality to mankind. He shows love to mankind. He's not a person who will deceive mankind. He's not a person who will quarrel and fight and argue and kill any person unjustly. There is only benefit, there is khair. Just as the khajur, the date is so sweet. Like that, a believer is also so sweet. When he talks politely. So there is only benefit in a Muslim, in a believer. The believer, you and I, have come into this world. And whilst we have great benefits, and whilst this iman will lead us into Jannah, inshaAllah, but the believer goes through various phases in this life. In the past few Monday, after Isha, we have a majlis in which I explained the standpoint, the view, or how a believer should respond to the conditions that are taking place in the world. A narration in Muslim Sharif, Imam Muslim in his Sahih, an authentic hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in one narration, and the other narration by Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, in which the example is given of a believer in this particular narration as a cane reed, a reed of cane. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there's a cane, a reed, and the wind continuously blows it. It sways from one side to another. Sometimes it is bent. تَسْرَعُهَا مَرَّةً. And sometimes it is then upright. And Rasulullah himself explains, he says that the Muslim, a believer, goes through great trials and tribulations in this world. Allah mentioned in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. What does mankind feel? That man will not be tested after man says that I believe in Allah, I've got iman. After you declare you're a mu'min and you won't be tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ. Allah says, we have tested many nations in the past. Those who said we believe in Allah. Then Allah says, we tested them. So a believer will go through various tests and trials and tribulations. And we see in this very moment in the world, past few years, Muslims, Believers have been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make that fervent dua for every single Muslim in the entire globe who is suffering any type of calamity. May Allah remove the difficulty for that person. But the ulama explained from this hadith that a believer, when he is tested, whether it is regarding himself, his physical health, he is afflicted by any disease, or it is his children, loss of children, or they are suffering some type of illness, or it is his wealth, his property, a loss in his property, in his possessions, all these afflictions that come upon him in this world is a means of wiping out all his sins, takfiru sayyi'at, and is liraf'i darajat. His status in the eyes of Allah is only increasing, and is going higher and higher and higher. See, a believer has firm reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A strong believer, his tawakkul, his reliance, after using the means that Allah has provided for him, the halal permissible means, then he places his trust only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understands very well that if the entire world get together to try and harm me, no harm can come to me except that amount which Allah has decreed against me. And he knows very well, and he believes very firmly, that if the entire world comes together to try and benefit me, they will not be able to benefit me except that amount which Allah has decreed in my favor. Compared to a munafiq in the hadith of Muslim, and the second narration by mentioned is a kafir, a disbeliever. The example of a disbeliever is given as a cedar tree, مِثْلُ أَشَجَرَ الْأَرْزَ or أَزْرَ أَزْرَ. This tree seems to be very, very firm, deeply rooted, not moved by any wind. Ulama explain that in comparison to a believer's trials and tests and tribulations, the disbeliever's trials are not as enormous and not so much as what a believer goes through in this world. A believer goes through great difficulties, not only as far as his dunya is concerned, but many times regarding his deen. Islamophobia. People look down upon him, they taunt him, they would pull a veil of a Muslim woman as they're going past. They would ridicule, they would mock, they would harm, they would injure. They will banish them, they will throw them out of their hometowns. They go through great difficulties. But a disbeliever, not as much as that of a believer. قَلِيلُهَا. And even if a disbeliever goes through any difficulty, because again he does not have iman, then on the day of Qiyamah, he comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all his sins still against him. In other words, whatever test he went through in this world, nothing will remove his sins. All the tests that he went through will not remove his sins. Unlike a believer, a Muslim, even a thorn. Hadith comes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that ma min nasabin wala wasabin wala hammin wala ghammin wala huznin wala shawkatin yushaquha. A believer experiences fatigue, exhaustion, or some sickness, some fever, some sorrow, some grief, some pain, even a little thorn that pricks him, and he feels that pain. He says, ouch. He feels that pain. That also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes those a cause of his sins being forgiven. A believer is a winner through and through. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. How wonderful is the matter for believer. All his affairs are good for him. If some prosperity, good comes to him, he makes shukr to Allah, and that is good for him. If some calamity befalls him, he makes sabr, and that is good for him. Sabr and shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. A believer, a true believer, is who? When Allah's name is taken, When he hears the name of Allah, adhan is called out, iqama, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, wajidat qulubuhum. His heart trembles. But this trembling is not out of fear completely. It is fear coupled with some ishq and love for Allah. There is an awe that he undergoes. It's not like when a person sees an enemy and a lion. This fear is unlike that type of fear. This fear he has that he will not disobey his Allah. He will not make his Allah displeased. But his heart is brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a character of a believer. These are the hallmarks of a believer. But when the name of Allah is taken, his heart trembles with fear. But as I mentioned, this fear coupled with love from Allah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُرِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verses of Allah are recited, his iman increases. The intensity, the glow, the nur of his iman increases. He begins to experience the sweetness of iman. إِذَا حَلَّتِ الْحَلَاوَةُ قَلْبًا. When the sweetness of iman comes and settles into any heart, نَشِطَتْ لِلْعِبَادَةِ الْأَعْضَى. Then every limb of this believer now becomes vibrant in the ibadat of Allah. Now when the verses of Allah are mentioned to him, his iman is increasing. The glow of iman is increasing. The nur of his iman is increasing. The sweetness of his iman is increasing. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The third trait is that they have complete tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they establish salah. They discharge the zakat, and whatever Allah has bestowed upon them, they give charity as well. From what Allah has sustained them with, they are not only paying the zakat that is due, but they are giving nafil, optional sadaqah. After mentioning these traits of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. Allah is saying, these are true believers, حَقًّا. With certainty. Hazrat Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, when he was sleeping and Rasulullah awoken him, Ya Haritha, kayfa asbahta? How are you this morning? What is your condition? He says, Asbahtu ya Rasulullah mu'minan haqqa. I have risen, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a true believer. Pakka mu'min. Nabi Kareem Ham says, Likulli qawlin haqiqa wa ma haqiqatu qawlik. Everything that a person claims, they must have some proof for it. What is the proof? He says, O my Nabi of Allah, I feel as though I can see the arsh of my Allah in front of me. Without any exaggeration. It is as though I can see the people of Jannah enjoying the bounties of Jannah. It is as though I can see the people of Jahannam shouting and shrieking in pain. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu said, إِنَّكَمْ رُؤُنْ. Verily you are a person, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ, whose heart Allah has illuminated and brightened with iman. Hold, adhere to this. So these are أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا. Allah says, لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. For them is درجات, high ranks in the hereafter. It is mentioned in Jannah, there are 100 stages and ranks. And between each rank is the distance between the sky and the earth. One narration, a distance of 100 years of the hereafter. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتِ. Why? Because they had a strong iman. They made sabr when trials and tribulations came upon them. They never complained against Allah. They never became displeased with Allah's decree. They accepted wholeheartedly taslim and rida. They submitted to the command of Allah. They accepted whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukam was. So for them is darajat. Wa maghfirah. They perform salat. They gave the zakat. For them is forgiveness. Allah says, for them is complete forgiveness. Wa rizqun kareem. And for them is a noble sustenance, because they not only gave the zakat, but from the wealth, they also give sadaqah. Allah says, for them now is rizqun kareem, the sustenance of the hereafter. My respected brothers and elders, I had intended to speak about Jannah and Paradise, because nowadays many of us are feeling very, very saddened And sometimes, Allah forbid, we must not reach the condition of having a sense of despair, disparity, or despair. We should not feel low. A mu'min always feels high. Spiritually, he is high. And this is what I mentioned. That a mu'min is a true believer, he is not affected by shubuhat, doubts that are coming in regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is Allah doing this? Why this disease? Why this virus? Why this is happening in the world? Why those people are... No. He does not have the shubuhat. And when he is affected by shahwat, carnal desires, he suppresses those. He turns to Allah. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَ أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. He remembers Allah. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. He makes tawbah istighfar. A mu'min earns, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes rujoo ila Allah. So a mu'min does not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Does not question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it may be happening, halat, condition in the world, Allah knows best. Allah has got wisdom. For a believer, whatever condition that we see in the world, it is a source of rahmat for him. For a disbeliever, it is azab for him. The closer you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will you make sabr on that halat, but you will accept and you will show rida, bil qada. You will accept, you will show pleasure to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min does not go, become overwhelmed with condition. He does not become paranoid with what is ever happening. Yes, he takes his precautions to whatever limitations have been given to him. He uses the means of sharia, but he does not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are times and occasions when you and I, who are blessed with iman, and we have the beautiful religion of Islam, we should be showing the entire globe that Islam teaches us purification, tahara, and to be clean at all times, not only when there's an epidemic. Islam teaches us ablution. Islam teaches wudu, ghusl, taharat. When we pray, we are clean. We cleanse ourselves. We wash our faces, our hands all the time. When before we eat our meals, we wash our hands. After we eat our meals, we wash our hands. When we go to sleep at night also, we make wudu. We are tahir. We are pure, clean. And not only our external, our internal also has to be pure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all difficulties. Never ask for sabr, ask for afiyat, safety from all calamities. When calamity befalls, then this is our response. This is how we should be behaving, that we turn to Allah, we become stronger Muslims, and we accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make dua for the entire ummah, that Allah must remove whatever bala and musibat that is coming, whatever has been destined, whatever may be destined, as I mentioned the other night, the test that will come will be increasing and it will be severe. A mu'min will have to be so severe and so strong in his iman that when Dajjal will appear, and soon Dajjal will appear, a mu'min will immediately make out Dajjal. He will see kafara written on his forehead and he say, I'm a believer in Allah. I reject you, oh Dajjal. May Allah make us strong believers. May Allah make us beacons of hidayah for the entire globe. May Allah protect us. Whatever bala has come upon his ummah, may Allah remove this bala. Allah is showing us, and we terminate. Allah is showing you, showing all of us, that all power lies with me. I am the most powerful. Every superpower is not, is zero compared to me. They have nothing, they can do nothing. Allah says, I am al-mutasarrif, I am qadir, muqtadir. Everything is in my control. Shifa is in my control. Bala is in my control. Musibat also is my control. I am the one who gives benefit. I am the one who can cause harm. May Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding of whatever is happening so that we may not become weak Muslims, but stronger Muslims, and we show the true Islam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.